Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph of Masechah Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. We are at Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings a number of stories of Hillel and Shammai. Tan Rabbanan Ma'is B'Nachri Yachad Shabbat L'Pnei Shammai. One time in Nachri came to Shammai. Omer Lo, Kama Torahs Yesh Lechem? How many Torahs do you have? Omer Lo, Shtayim. Shammai said, we have two Torahs. Torah Shebichsav, V'Torah Shebal Peh. Omer Lo, so the Nachri said, Shebichsav Ani Ma'amincha. I believe that there is a Torah Shebichsav. I see it written, Shebal Peh, Ani Ma'amincha. But I do not believe you about Torah Shebal Peh. I would like you to convert me on the condition that I'll learn only Torah Shebichsav. Garbo v'otziu b'nazifa. Shammai got angry at him and threw him out with total rejection, because someone who comes to be Megayer and he's Mekabel even all of the Torah, Chutz Midover Echad, you can't be Mekabel as a Ger. So both Nehillel, the same Nachri, came to Hillel and asked for the same Gerus with the same condition. Gairay, and Hillel was Megayer him, and he was Somech that he'll be able to figure out how to get him to agree to Torah Shebal Peh as well. So Yom HaKama, on the first day of his Gerus lessons, where the man was studying, Omer Lei, Aleph Beis Gimel Dal. So Hillel started teaching him at the beginning, Aleph Beis. So the Machar Apichle, and the next day he taught him the letters in opposite. Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. You know, he showed him different symbols meaning different letters. So Amalei, Vayet Malom Atli Hachi. So he said, well, wait a second. Yesterday you taught me otherwise. Amalei, Lav Alai Didi Kasamacht. Dal Penami Smoch Alai. Ah, so you see that you're relying on me. You're relying on the information that I'm providing you. So just like you're relying on the information I'm providing you, you should trust me that Torah Shebal Peh is something that's worthwhile as well, and the person relied on him. Shuvmai Subinachri Yachad Shabbat of Neshamai, another famous story of Nachri that came to Shammai. Omer Giyarni Al Nashatam, then you call it to Rukula Kashani Omed Al Regalachas. I want you to be Megayrami Al Manasseh, you can teach me Kol HaTerukula when I'm standing on one leg. The Chafa Ba'amas HaBinyan. Shammai pushed him away with the Amas HaBinyan, with the measuring stick, Shabiyadah, that he had in his hand, like a yardstick he had in his hand. Ba'lifnei Hillel, so the Nachri came to Hillel, Gairei, and Hillel was Megayah him. Amalo, Da'alachsni, the Chavra Kol HaSavid, whatever you don't like, don't do to your friend. Zui Kol HaTerukula, that is the entirety of Torah. Ve'idach Pirushu, everything else is commentary. Zil Gemara, go and learn it. Shuv Ma'aseh B'Nachri Yachad Sheyovarachar Beis Medrash. There's another story of the Nachri who's walking behind the Beis Medrash. Shama Kol Sofer, and he heard the sound of a teacher of young children, Shaya Omer, who was saying the pasuk about making the big day kohen gadol, ve'elah begadim asher yasu choshen ve'efod. The pasuk describes the different begadim of the kohen. Omer, so the Nachri says, halolu lemi. Wow, those sound like spectacular clothing. Who gets such beautiful clothing? Omer lo lekohen gadol. The kohen gadol gets such beautiful clothing. Omer also Nachri da'atzmo. So the Nachri says about himself, elich v'skayer bishlos yisim in the kohen gadol. I'm a pretty talented guy, so I'm going to go convert, and you know, maybe they'll appoint me as Kohen Gadol, and I'll be able to wear such beautiful clothing. So he came to Shammai. I want you to be Megayer me so that I can become the Kohen Gadol. The Chafabamas Abinyan Shabiyadu Shammai again shoved him away with the yardstick that he had in his hand. So he came to Hillel, Gairei, and Hillel converted him. But he said to the Ger, you don't appoint someone as a king unless he knows the proper hanhaga for the cover of that malchus, unless he knows the proper protocols. So you want to be a melech, leich lemod tachsisei malchus. You need to first learn about the cover of kahuna. Halach v'kara, so he started learning Torah. Kivin shigia, once he reached the pasuk in the first parak of Sefer Bamidbar, v'azara karev yumas, amr lei, so the ger said to Hillel, mikra zal mi nemar, who's this pasuk about? Someone who's a stranger who comes close is going to be killed. It said even about David Melech Yisrael that he's that Azara Karev Yumas. So Nasa also Ger Kal V'Chomer Batzmo. The Ger made a Kal V'Chomer. Umay Yisrael Shnekru Banim L'Makom. Umitoch Ava She'ahevam. Kara Lahem B'ni B'chori Yisrael. If the Jewish people are considered Banim L'Makom, and because of the love that he loves them, they're called B'ni B'chori Yisrael. And before Matan Torah, the Avodah was done through the B'chorim, and nevertheless K'siv Aleihem V'Azar Kerev Yumas. And nevertheless, even about them, if they go and try to do the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, they're Chayv Misa. Ger Hakal. So a ger who's does not have that, enjoy that status. Shabava Makalo Betarmilo, who comes with his stick and, you know, comes without any great legacy. Alachas Kama Vekama. All the more so, he's going to be Chayv Misa. Balufnei Shammai. So the ger came to Shammai Armalei. Klum Ro'u Ani Lios Kohen Gadol. Velo Ksuv B'Torah V'Azara Krev Yimas. Am I able to be the Kohen Gadol? Pasuk says Azara Krev Yimas. Balufnei Hillel Armalo and Vasan Hillel Yanuchalach Brachos Al Roshcha. Shekriftani tachas kanfei hashchina. Hillel, you're such an anav that and that you should always be blessed because you brought me you under the kanfei hashchina. Liyam nizdav gushlashan, and a short time later, all three of these geirin l'makom echad all came to one place. Amru kaptenuso shel shamai bikshel litzardeni min olam and anvas nuso shel Hillel. Kiravanu tachas kanfei hashchina, and they all shared their experiences. That all three of them said that the kaptanus of Shammai being so exacting and so strict, almost pushed them away. And it's because of Hillel's acceptance, Hillel's open-mindedness and willingness to accept them that allowed them to belong tachas kanfei hashchina. Now the Gemara is going to darsh in the pasuk in Yeshayahu vayya munas itachachos in shuos chachma chachmas vadas yiras Hashem hiel tzarom. Amr Yesh Lakish, my duchse vayya munas itachachos in Shuas Chachmas Vadas, and the pasuk continues here. So Hashem Hiyotzarim. Emunas is a Seid Zra'im. Emunas is a reference to Seid Zra'im because a person needs to have emuna and be mafresh his ma'isos properly, and assume he's not going to lose out. Itecha is a Seid Moed. Itecha meaning times, special times. That's a reference to Seid Moed. Chosen is a Seid Nashim. That's a reference to Seid Nashim. Chosen is a lashon of Yorshim that are no led from a woman. You have to get married in order to have Yorshim. Yeshuos is a Seid Nizikin. Yeshuos is a reference to Seid Nizikin because someone who stays away from Hezek and from any sort of owing money to other people is going to experience Yeshuos. Chachmas zesei zekachim, vadas zesei detaros. Vafilu vachi. Nevertheless, Yir Hashem Yitzaru. You could learn all six Sidrei Mishnah, but it's only going to have where to stay if a person has Yir Hashemayim. Amar Rava b'shash machnis adam l'din. At the time that a person is called into the din, lachar meiv asum shana, omrim lo, they say to him in the Beis Shalmeila, nasas v'nasata b'emuna. Did you deal honestly in business? Kavati itim l'torah. Did you designate time to learn Torah? Asakta b'piri. Of Verivia, did you engage in Prur Revu? Tzipisa Yeshua, did you hope for salvation? Pilpalta B'chachma, did you discuss matters of wisdom? Hevanta Davar Mitoch Davar, did you try to understand things on a deeper level, try to deduce things from given facts? Va'afilu hachi, and nevertheless, even if you did all these things, Yeres Hashem Yotzo in Ilo Lo. It's all going to work if you have Yeres Shemayim, but not if you don't. Mashal Adam Shomel Shlucha, Aleli Kor Chitin Aliyah. It's a mashal, like a person says to a shliach, bring me a kor of wheat to the attic. Halach v'helolo, he went and he brought it up for him. Amalos, so the Valvaya says, irafta libehen kav chumton. It's a mix, you mix for me a certain type of dirt that will preserve this tavua, make sure that it doesn't turn wormy. Amalo, lav, the shliach said, no. Amalo, mutav l'mohelisa. Well, if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to preserve it and protect it from becoming wormy, then the whole favor wasn't a favor. It would have been better had you not taken this chitim at all, because now it's very vulnerable. So you can have all this Torah learning, the nimshals, you have all this Torah learning, you can learn all shishas to the Mishnah, but if you're not going to protect it with Yir Shamayim, then it's all worthless. There's a famous comment to the Maariv Chiyus that he quotes from Megra, that the six questions that they ask you in the Olam HaEmes all relate to Talmud Torah, even though it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like it's about, did you get married? Did you try to have children? Did you deal honestly in business? But they're really all about Talmud Torah, and it relates to the six Siddurim of Mishnayos that we just mentioned previously, and he lines them up, he matches them up, they actually match up very nicely. So that's the famous Vart that the Maariv Chayis quotes from the Gra. A person can mix a kav of chumton in a kor of tavua, and he doesn't have to worry about ona'a, because when you sell it, it's not that you're just sticking in filler, it's actually going to help protect the wheat that you're selling, so that's considered to be part of the ratio. That's the right ratio of how much wheat and how much preservative is supposed to be in there. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Torah Ve'im Bo Yerushamayim, someone who has Torah but does not have Yerushamayim, Dome La Gizbar Shemosel Lamaftechos, he's like a gizbar that was given, Lamaftechos Apnimios, was given the keys to the inner treasure, Umaftechos Chitzonos Lamasulo, but he doesn't have the keys to the outer room to get into the inner room, so the Hey Ail, so he has nothing, he has no way to be able to get in. So he has the inner keys, but it's going to be useless unless he can get in the outer door first. So the outer door is the Yerushalayim. You need to get into the Yerushalayim door before you can access all the Torah. Machrez Rav Yanai announced about someone who learns without Yerushalayim, Chaval al deles ledarta v'tar ledarta avid. Chaval on someone who doesn't have a chatzer and he makes a gate to the chatzer. The Torah is the gate to get into Yerushalayim, so you need first Yira before you have Torah. So meaning the chatzer is the Yerushalayim, the gate into the Yerushalayim, which is what it's all about. The goal is to have a relationship with Hashem. The gate in is Torah. Amar Yehuda, Lo Barach Kadosh Baruch Hu Esalam Lo, El Gatei Sheyiru Milafanav. Hashem created the world so that we can have a sense of Yerushalayim. Shemar V'Elokim Asah Sheyiru Milafanav. That Hashem created so that there will be Yira Milafanav. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up about 5, 6, 7 lines into the page on Lamed Aleph and Beis next time.